This is a procedure recording. Name of the patient, ZBIGNIEW. Last name, Wojcik, Wojcik. Date of birth, 6/4/1970. Date of procedure, 12/22/2023. Date of birth is 6/4/1970. Date of accident, 6/29/2021. Mr. Wojcik is here for two procedures. One is right ulnar nerve block and then right supraescapular nerve block. Medical indications are as follows. Mr. Wojcik is having a pain in the right arm in a C5-6 nerve distribution, and he has a pain around the right shoulder area, front and back, and laterally in the deltoid region and supraescapular nerve region with weakness of the right arm. And also, he has a pain in the right elbow at the ulnar nerve region towards the medial epicondyle in the notch, ulnar nerve notch. The injection for right ulnar nerve was provided on 12/1/2023, and for 1 week, his pain was completely gone. That was reported radiating in the forearm area medially and affecting fourth and fifth finger constantly. This procedure is more diagnostic than therapeutic and is being done to identify if there is a supraescapular nerve entrapment syndrome. The procedure for right ulnar nerve block was done by placing the patient prone, identifying the right ulnar nerve at the right ulnar nerve notch near the olecranon and medial epicondyle. And then area was marked, and it was cleaned with alcohol and betadine. After applying aseptic drapes, the area was injected with ethyl chloride spray, 3 cc of dexamethasone and Marcan, 0.5%, was injected in and around the ulnar nerve area sufficiently. Needle was withdrawn, and a Band-Aid was applied. Then the attention was devoted for the next procedure, right supraescapular nerve block. The patient was asked to sit on a stool, fully exposed. The area of the spine for the scapula was identified and marked. There is a marking pain, and then angle of the scapula was identified, and a vertical line was drawn through it. The intersection of the horizontal and vertical line was identified. The area was cleaned with alcohol, and after using ethyl chloride, a 3 cc syringe was used at a 45-degree angle to this angle, to this intersection of the two lines, and an injection was carried out, and the needle was touching to the bone underlying at the supraescapular notch. And 3 cc of xylocaine and Marcan and dexamethasone was injected. Complete needle was withdrawn, and a Band-Aid was applied. The patient did report improvement in the symptoms. No other complications were noticed. Patient walked away in stable vital signs. Thank you.